also opening today, and a couple of movies were not screened for critics, probably because they're not expecting the critics to like them. Although, what I've heard so far is that the people who have seen 10 Cloverfield Lane have liked it. It's not really a sequel to J.J. Abrams' mega-hit Cloverfield, which came out in 2008, but rather, Abrams himself calls it a spiritual successor. After the film was made, he liked it and I think he's got some money in it, actually. I think he's a producer and became a producer. And then they had another title for it, but they changed it to this 10 Cloverfield Lane to kind of capture. It's a sci-fi horror film, and it's directed by Dan Trachtenberg, and it stars Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who has just been featured on Mercy Street on PBS. She's a woman named Michelle who survives an auto accident, and then she wakes up and she's trapped in a cellar with this strange man who says he has saved her life. Well, outside, maybe there's some world left and maybe the world is gone. Maybe it's an apocalyptic thing. Not too sure. But she believes that the world is no longer existing. Also in it are John Goodman and John Gallagher Jr. And I expect that to probably win the weekend because it's a horror movie. And a sci-fi movie. The Perfect Match is another one and that was not screened for critics. And it's a romantic comedy directed by Billy Woodruff. And the star of the movie was Paula Patton. She's the big name who's associated with it. But she's not really the main character. The main character is this guy, Charlie, who is played by Terrence J. It was Terrence Jenkins, but he dropped the rest of it and just became Terrence J. And his two friends, characters of Rick and Victor. Donald Faison is Rick, and Robert Christopher Riley is Victor. They bet Charlie that if he dates a woman, if he seriously goes out with the same woman for 1 month, that he will fall in love with her. And this sounds really familiar. This plot has happened a lot. So Charlie meets Eva, who's played by Cassie Ventura, and he reluctantly begins to realize that she might be the one. But his sister is the Sherry character, who is played by Paula Patton. And I don't know if they're trying to fool people and think it's a Paula Patton movie, but anyway, she's in it as a secondary player. And another movie that is opening this weekend is The Young Messiah, and it's based on Anne Rice's novel, Christ the King Out of Egypt. And it's a biblical drama, and it stars Adam Graves Neal as Jesus at the age of 7. And this cast includes Sean Bean and Rory Keenan and Paul Ireland. And it was shown to some critics groups, but not ours locally. We didn't get to see it. I noticed that the director was in Dallas. His name is Cyrus Narustesh. I saw him on TV, but I didn't get a chance to interview him.